Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
You want to get free pizza for more than 3 years?
Yes.
Get in line behind me for starters, and I'll tell you how. Free pizza from Pizza Hut. Shameless plug, but they are the ones that are offering free pizza for just over 3 years. 3.14 years to be exact, because today is Pi Day. Third month, 14th day.
Oh, I see. Okay.
3.14 is pi. Technically, 3.14159. 265355. I can only do it to 10 digits. That's it. That's all I can remember.
What?
Ever.
What?
I have no idea why. Why I remember.
Can you let me ask the damn question? Hmm. What exactly is the? What is it? What is that number?
It's pi.
All I know is
you sound like my grade 10 math teacher, and you're being a jerk on purpose.
I was being a jerk on purpose.
Don't even. No, wait a second. What is the number? What is it? What do I do with that? What is it?
Pi.
See, I'm already pissed off.
She gets very upset.
Because
pi represents
math brains. All have to be so condescending about it.
We're not trying to be condescending.
That's exactly what you were.
Pi represents the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. 3.14. 3.14. Just let's leave it at that.
Yeah, I know.
That.
I'm saying, what is it? So it's, okay, so I'm going to draw a circle, mm-hmm. and it means
the
it
circumference
means,
to its diameter.
So the
around to its...
See, this is why you're a jerk.
What am I?
Let me ask the question,
Wayne
Campbell.
I was watching
Campbell.
You draw
you're
on
exactly
the page.
You're exactly like my father.
I was watching
exactly
you.
Exactly like my father.
You were doing it right.
I just want to ask the question without you jumping down my throat and telling me, can you let me do that?
Mm-hmm.
The circumference is the length around, like the length of the circle if you straightened it out,
sure.
Right?
Yes.
That's the circumference.
Yes.
And then the diameter is the width across.
Correct.
So how do I get that number from that?
3.14. Represents the ratio. That's the mathematical equation for it.
I'm going to talk about that. If you can't help me and you're going to be like that, let's talk about what March 14th really is. Because nobody gives a crap that it's Pi Day.
Wait a minute. 3.14 years of free pizza? That's a pretty big deal.
No, I don't think people want pizza today.
Okay.
That's actually not what the internet says they want is pizza.
All right.
There's actually different food and different activities that go along with March the 14th. And it is 1 month after Valentine's Day.
That's true.
And when you Google March 14th, guess where Pi Day comes up?
Uh-oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 listings underneath what today actually
I thought
is.
It would be the 314th result.
Very clever, Paulie.
Mm-hmm.
If the people
he didn't
at Google,
even finish chewing his eggs to tell us
I know.
That.
He's like the guy's multitasking over there.
What is 314th result of what? What is that?
Because 3.14 is Pi, so Paulie's trying to say that the 314th search result would be pie. And there would be 313 steak in a Billy Joel day in front of it.
That's what it is. That's what it actually is. That's what people care about. Nobody gives a crap about your pie day.
Some people
give
a crap.
Dad and Mike Farwell and my grade 10 math teacher?
I'm sure your dad is thrilled to hear about that. 519-741-1067.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Without sounding rude, you're doing a terrible job of trying to explain pi.
Well,
thank you,
I know, Tony,
thank
but
you.
It's...
No, Farwell, stop talking. Stop talking.
Tony, saw the picture, Tony. Okay.
Tony, I would like to talk to you, actually. Can you please explain pi to me?
No worries. So, one example of a usage of pi is... So, the formula for a circumference of a circle is 2 pi times r, where r is the radius, which is half of the diameter. Now, we all take that for granted that we can just put that in for any circle. But the thing is that pi makes it true for no matter what circle you do it, whether it's a huge circle like the size of the Earth or whether it's a tiny circle on your paper. So it took a lot of Greeks to discover that number to say that, no, every circle has the same relationship between its radius and its circumference.
Okay.
Does that make more sense? Do you have any questions?
See, look at Tony. I like it. I do have a question. Like, how many Greeks are we talking about?
Adonis
was not there. Just tell her that part, Tony. That's all she cares about, if Adonis was there.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So now you lost her attention again.
No, I got it. I got it. It's the formula for figuring out things relating to circles. Yes.
Tony, I promise... She was drawing a picture, and I was trying to help follow with her picture, and I couldn't read her mind. I was doing the best I could.
do you know that's not the most interesting thing about pi?
I love you, Tony. Keep going.
Because pi is an infinite number, pi contains everything in the universe. So because pi always goes on forever, it means there's every possible combination of number. So if we were to reduce your DNA to a number, it would be within pi. So everything in the universe, everything that's ever been created that has ever existed, exists somewhere within the number pi in numerical form.
See, Farwell, I told you staking a was in there somewhere.
Hall of Fame nominee.
Yay!
Tony, you need $50 to spend at New York Fries. Tony, you really do.
Tony's way more excited about his math equations than he was when I said a whole bunch of dirty jokes.
That's true. Tony, they were all right over his head. Even the Adonis stuff was over his head for a second.
Good. I'm glad we're equal then, because everything he said was over my head. And I used my dirty mouth as a defense mechanism.
Tony is our first Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame nominee.
Yay!
This week. Yeah, we're going to save that one.
Well, he's got emotion happening. That's good, because I kind of felt like he was like as smart as Sheldon from Big Bang, and Sheldon doesn't know how to. I'm happy he had emotion.
Keep your phone calls and your stories coming. We collect them all through the week, and then Friday mornings at 8:50, we play them all back and induct our favorite of those calls into the Campbell and Farwell Call of Fame.
Yay!
It is 8. I still don't know. I don't know, Polly. I don't know anything more about pie than I did when I got in here this morning. I don't know.
Just draw another diagram.
It's a circle. It was a circle.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.